I think we all came out here with an intent to win and gave a good effort. I wouldn't say that we didn't. We just came out here and laid down, but no, it just didn't work out. We didn't play too great on special teams. We didn't block long enough for Jay up front. I mean, we didn't run the ball. We didn't do a lot of things. So, you know, to point at that one thing, a lack of energy, I don't know.
A lot of guys on this team not used to the situation that you're in right now, which is, you know, all but mathematically eliminated, not going to go to the playoffs. What do you do to make those feelings go away and to play this violent game for two more weeks?
That's still your job, and it's what we love to do. We're all competitors in this locker room, and after a loss like this, a couple of days off to kind of think about it and recuperate. I think you're going to get a maximum effort. And coach kind of put the challenge out there. And these final two games, it's do or die for a lot of pride. And I just got to go out there and keep playing hard.
Finally, is any coach yet, or how long will it be before someone says put two hands on the football and dive over the goal? That's a great play, though.
Thanks. Yeah, two plays in a row actually where I kind of had the ball out there. And that was one of those great plays. I'll never do it again. So next time I'll just run the guy over and not worry about all the challenges and stuff.
All right, Tony. Thanks. It's Tony Scheffler, Doc, standing by with John.
That was the only time you guys got in the end zone. You got close a couple of times. You don't get it done in the red zone. You usually don't win football games.
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head, and we've done that a few games this year. We couldn't quite punch it in, whether it be penalties or lack of blocking. There's a lot of things you can point at, but we just didn't bring it tonight.
The most frustrating thing, you move the ball down the field, lots of really big throws, then you get close and can't quite get over the goal line.
Yeah, it's obviously frustrating, and we moved the ball all night, and I think we struggled a little bit in the running game, but the passing game was there, and we just got to punch it in and figure out a way to finish those drives, and until we do that, I don't know, it's going to be tough.
You know, you looked so good last week against Kansas City, come back, and I know everybody was hoping that you'd turn the corner, and that consistency, I guess, has evaded you guys, you know, all season when you come right down to it.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, throw a lot of excuses out there, short week. They had to play on a short week as well with injuries, and just a lot of things don't seem to be going right, so got to finish these last two games on a high note and carry it into next year. We got a lot of talent on this team. We just, you know, we got to put everything in place every game. Until we do that, we're going to be 500.
How tough is it to play these two games? This team's not used to being out of a playoff race essentially with two games to go.
It's not tough after you take a loss like that. Every guy in here is a competitor. Coach wouldn't have these guys in here if we weren't competitors. So to finish strong and a lot of pride on the line, and that's our job, and we're going to go out there and give our all these last two games.